You know, what I'd like to do is just read a little quote right quick that our president made down in Brazil. And he said, quote, "We want to help with technology and support to deep water or to develop these oil reserves safely. And when you're ready to start selling, we want to be one of your best customers at a time when we've been reminded how easily instability in other parts of the world can affect the price of oil. The United States could not be happier with the potential for a new, stable source of energy." And I think that that would normally be considered a nice quote in a foreign country about them supplying us with oil, but it is a shame and it's a sad state of affairs that he goes down there and tells them how ready we are to buy oil from them, but we are not ready to produce our energy here. And so, you know, is it too little, too late? Like I said, it's a start. We'll recover, but it's sad that it had to come to that.
Okay, Mike Stagg, your turn.
There is absolutely no connection between the price of oil and the number of permits issued or not issued in the Gulf of Mexico since the moratorium. The permit that was issued yesterday to Shell is an entirely new permit. This is the thing that, you know, nobody was paying attention to while everybody was whining about the moratorium, that the people who actually own the leases were making plans for new drilling operations, Shell, Chevron, and others. And the permit that was issued for Shell is, in fact, brand new and is a brand new project. No activity was going on before. This is new work on a new lease. I will note that, you know, everybody talks about the brilliant safety record of the oil industry, and we note yesterday, the last couple of days, we have a 30-mile new spill in the Gulf from a shallow water well. You know, everything's fine until it's not fine. The industry has never paid attention to the environment in Louisiana. They are paying attention now because they are being scrutinized. But they, you know, it's always, you know, it's only this, it's only that. It was only the seafood industry after the BP spill. Now people are ill. I don't know if you saw Dr. Mike Robichaud's presentation at the Baton Rouge Press Club on Monday. We are in for a long-term series of problems in the Gulf of Mexico as direct results of the BP disaster. And what the administration is doing is requiring that companies go about this in a prudent manner. Thank God somebody recognizes that the state's interest and the oil industry's interest are not the same.
Wow.
All right.
Warren's got a comment.
The only comment I would like to make is that somebody needs to scrutinize Mike Robichaud's past before we start quoting him too much. Go ahead.
Carol?
Oh, Warren, I just love it when you break in like that. We're talking about an entire industry here. To vilify an entire industry, the president has really shown his anti-drilling bias, not only by what's going on right now, but over years, and the people he has appointed. By the way, unless I miss my guess, what the latest I read was that Shell has passed the environmental assessment, but still needs that final permit to be able to drill. That's the latest I saw. I don't know if that's true. Now, there are 13 exploration plans that are pending, and no one knows if they're going to go through either. They don't have enough people to look at these permits. They're putting up so many roadblocks. But to get back to Warren's point, it's shameful. It's shameful for a United States president to go to a foreign country and tell them, we want your oil, but we're not going to let our own companies drill in our own territory to supply our own people with oil. We are going to keep Anwar off. We're going to keep most of the coastline off limits, even with the additional safety that's coming in. We're going to make it so hard, so difficult for these people. Meanwhile, we're going to subsidize the most inefficient forms of energy going right now. Ethanol, biofuels, oh my goodness, even the environmentalists are now realizing what a disaster ethanol is going to be on the environment. We've got solar and wind power not proven yet, and now with the nuclear scare that's going on, if you want to know about what's going on in the nuclear industry, you don't go to the Huffington Post, go to Scientific American or somebody who knows what they're talking about.
All right, so
excuse me.
play the Star Wars deal.
We have the Gulf of Mexico produces 1% of the oil that the United States consumes. The fact is,
the rest of the country is off limits.
The permitting process is underway. What will have to take place is responsible drilling activity. The problem was in the Gulf that there was not a commitment to the even the basic safety standards that mineral mining and exploration would not enforce.
The government has been in charge of permitting for all of these years.
Right, and it was a captive. The mineral MME was a captive.
The oil industry
arm
is among the most regulated.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember the sex scandals?
The oil industry is among the most regulated.
The pay-to-play scandals.
And they have had to continually upgrade their environmental work.
Even that didn't stick.
Well, you know,
they're just totally irresponsible. They're totally
irresponsible. There is a price to pay for the
Boys
kind of...
Gary Schwest, Edison Schwest Company, the one of the prime backers of the moratorium hysteria,
so
the anti-moratorium hysteria.
Wait a minute. Your electricity,
his company,
your computer,
one of his companies under contract with the National Science Foundation, dumped oil in the Arctic from the bowels of their ship under contract with the National Science Foundation.
We're getting way off topic here. Let's go to the phones just for grids. Good morning, KPAL. You're on the air. You've got a comment or a question.
Absolutely. Just comments for Mike. My fiance panned a wonderful speckled trout last night that I caught off of Rutherford Beach on Sunday. And I'm still alive. And
me too. I had a big old shrimp po' boy last night.
I just want everybody to know, I'm not from Louisiana. I'm from Mississippi. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful city here in Lafayette. And for y'all to put someone on the radio who's going to talk down about one of the greatest assets that Louisiana has, as far as the seafood, I'm beside myself.
Well, it's just an effort to make it fair and balanced. Thanks for your comment. We appreciate it, and glad.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Glad you enjoyed the food. I wish we would have been invited. We'll be back. We've got to take a break for some news. Be back with Wang It Wednesday with Warren and Mike and Carol.
He said wang it.
It's 69 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at KPAL, and we continue with Wing It Wednesday. Bernie, I can't even see you.
You can't see me. That's because the phones have exploded in here.
I think they have exploded.
My stag, what did you do?
I don't know, but let's go back to the phones just for grins.
Maybe you don't know.
I don't know.
Good morning, KPAL. You're on the air. You've got a comment or a question?
I got a comment about our president.
Okay.
Do it.
The comment is that our current president is a teller of untruths, because last week he came on television and said that oil production in the United States was up. Oil production in Louisiana was up. And that's an untruth, because the statistics he was using was 2010 versus 1939. He's not telling a lie.
All right. Okay, that's a bulletin for you. The president doesn't tell the truth. Oh, my.
Thank you. Good morning, KPAL. You're on the air. You've got a comment or question?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say that were I a more cynical person, I would go back to Mike's comment about the increased permits having nothing to do with the price of oil and say not only is that not true, but I think Obama is planning to issue more permits to help the price of oil go down just in time for the next election.
Drilling in the Gulf is going to have to be done responsibly. And you don't hear the big oil companies, the guys who actually hold the leases, complaining.
Excuse me, you don't think there's been regulation over the years? You don't think that there's been a ton of regulation? You can talk to anybody who has to file a permit in this state to drill.
Oh, look, the state of Louisiana has never rejected a permit. Never. And never.
Oh, yes, it has.
All right,
this is petrocolonialism. Louisiana is petrocolonialism.
Oh, God, please get over it, Mike. This is not the 60s.
Let's get on to the next subject. We'll get on to the next. I want to start the next subject with Warren. He'll start two, back to back. Airstrikes in Libya. England and France are in. Should we be involved? And some have even suggested that Obama should return the Nobel Peace Prize in light of the Libya situation. Warren, what do you think?
You know, that somebody, one of the main ones, I guess, you know, no pun intended, one of the biggest ones that are saying that is Michael Moore. And that I do think that's a bit ironical, you know, that you've got somebody like Michael Moore who's out there now taking the lead that Obama needs to return the Nobel Peace Prize. I did like the sign that was out in front of the oil change place in Texas after Obama got the Peace Prize. It said Nobel Peace Prize with a free oil change. You know, but the deal with Libya and the airstrikes is, why is France getting involved in that? You know, it's a simple reason. It's because that's where most of their oil comes from. That is why Germany, France, and Europe didn't want to get involved in Iraq, because that's where most of that Middle Eastern oil goes, is to Europe. Why are we involved in that now? It's a very dangerous thing. I've said it over and over and over again. We're involved there now the same reason that we're involved in Iraq, same reason we got involved in Iraq again with, the same reason that Obama is keeping Iraq going and Afghanistan going, and that is because the influences that are pushing him are the same ones that were pushing Bush, Cheney, and that is the defense lobbyist group, those people who are making money off of those $1.2 million pop cruise missiles that push for that every chance they get. You know, do you have an exit strategy? What are we going to do with that? It's anybody's guess. And whenever we get involved in that, the downside is a lot worse than the upside.
Well, it reminds me of that old song, you know, first you say you will, then you won't, then you say you do, then you don't, you're undecided now, so what are you going to do? I mean, this foreign policy, I've said this many times, the only thing worse than his domestic policy is his foreign policy. First, we're not going to do a no-fly. Bob Gates is the defense secretary is very clear about that. You got to put all this stuff in place. Okay, 1 week later, we're doing a no-fly. Then we're saying, we're not going to take out Gaddafi. That's not the mission. We don't know what the mission is, but we're not going to take out Gaddafi. Well, maybe we should take out Gaddafi, because then we'll be in the same position 10 years from now, 5 years from now. Then we're not going to lead the coalition. Well, now we're leading the coalition, but not for long. There is so much unclarity about this mission. What is the mission? Does anybody know? Does Susan Rice know? Does Hillary Clinton know? Does Barack Obama know? And now we have the Arab League. As soon as they saw the bombs start dropping, they wanted to back out. I mean, this is not the way to build a coalition. And we still can't find out how many Tomahawks were ours. What's the end game? Who's going to be in charge when all this is over with? And yesterday, the Obama administration would not even answer questions about how to fund this mission. And now we see in Congress, I mean, I thought I was coming through a time warp. First, I saw Bill O'Reilly talking to Kucinich, and he's ready to file a resolution in Congress. Then I saw him talking to Medea, or what's her name? Medea Medusa with Code Pink. I don't know what her name is anyway. And I mean, the Tea Partiers are joining up with the hard liberals, the far left liberals, and the hawks and the humanitarians are joining up in favor. The Tea Partiers and the liberals are against it. I mean, I'll give that to this president. He has created many strange bedfellows during his administration. I don't think anybody has a clue where this is going.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. Mike, you just get 2 or 3, 4 minutes to just get your thoughts together. We'll take a break for news and ABC News at the top of the hour. And right now it's 69 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Acadiana. And Something You Should Know is coming up, brought to you by Paul's Jewelry, River Ranch in Lafayette.
Our weather update brought to you by Natural Solutions Pest Control. They're locally owned, they're experienced, and it's safe for your family. All natural solutions for your pest problems. Find out more at naturalsolutionspestcontrol.net.
Next newscast coming up at 8:15. Updates every 15 minutes during your drive to work. Breaking news at once and online anytime at kpal965.com. I'm Ken Romero.
And I'm Bernadette Lee. News Talk 96.5 KPEL.